We often tell our kids to build resilience and we want them to have resilience. But what does that look like in a marriage and as an adult? We have Joe and Cindy Farini from My Marriage Matters to talk with us about that. What does it look like to have resilience in marriage, Joe and Cindy?
Well, we have a whole list we can go through. And we do want to just say that we used a little bit of some of the works from Gary Chapman in a book called Married and Still Loving It. And, you know, we all of us, right, we all have had something happen. Marriage, if we haven't, just wait, it'll happen. Something that's sort of big or at the time seems sort of big. And there have been in our marriage where we have just said, like, I wonder what, and not that I want to know, but we ask the question, I wonder what would it take to just put over the edge for me to, like, kind of, you know, just go weird. And sometimes we go through these things and we think, wow, like, this is a lot. So sometimes things happen for a moment, in the moment, and maybe it's just a season, but there's other things in our life that can happen in a moment but last a lifetime. And your life just changes and everything has changed for a long time. And so how are we going to deal with those changes in ways that are going to allow our marriage to be sustained? And I really think a big word for that is resilience. And so, you know, the question would be like, you know, what things are we going to look at to help our marriage to do that?
So what's the first point of how to be resilient in marriage?
Yeah, I think the first one is that all marriages have difficulties and differences.
Yeah, and you can't compare your issues in your own marriage to your friends.
That's right. And I think that, you know, we can go through a whole list. It can be finances. It can be the death of a loved one or another family member. It can be, you know, trauma or health or just changing roles in your family because of different health issues and things like that. All kinds of calamities that can happen in our marriage. And, you know, I think a lot of us think it shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. We get married, and I know I thought this when we got married, you know, oh, it's never going to be for the worse or for the poorer or in sickness. Like, our life is going to be perfect. It is now. Why wouldn't it be then? But, you know, it's going to happen. And so none of us are exempt. And so we need to learn how to accept it. And I think until we really get to a place of being able to accept it, it's going to be hard to be resilient.
Yeah, it's easy to make everything look like it's going to be sunny and rainbows when you're newly engaged and you don't think you're going to get sick. You don't think you're going to be poor, of which I've experienced both. And I've only been married 9 years almost. So
exactly. Exactly. And you know, for most people, the engagement period and even dating period is going to be a whole lot shorter than hopefully the marriage. And so you don't have as much track to run on.
Yeah. The second one is don't focus on blaming. What does that look like?
Well, you know, problems, they come and go all the time, don't they? But what we have to do is learn to focus on solving the problem, and then we're more likely to find a solution at that point. And the problems come and go, but the relationships, they remain the same. And we need to make sure those relationships survive and thrive, and even in the midst of challenges. And so I think we just need to make sure our attitude is the right attitude when it comes to resolving conflicts in our marriage.
Yeah, and I think, too, the whole idea of, you know, stop focusing on blaming, it's so easy to point a finger at somebody else and say it's your problem or you did it or you made it happen or your silly idea, that's why this happened. But, you know, we need to, as Joe said, we need to focus on solving the problem, but also just stop grumbling about it. And I think resilience has a big factor along with staying calm. I think sometimes we just get so wound up that we don't have a calmness about us. And so we get worked up. And then once you get worked up, then you're doing that whole thing, pointing a finger, getting mad, being really upset. And then it doesn't really help anybody at all.
But it makes me feel good to be mad at my husband.
Well, sometimes that's true, isn't it? You know, we don't want to take the blame ourselves.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We don't want it to be us. And possibly one of the things about resilience is being able to say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I don't know why I made that decision. And then you work out, you work from that. And that's part of marriage. That's just the part of growing and learning and knowing more what God has for you in your life and in your marriage.
Yeah, it's easy to be blind to your part of the situation and not see what part you've taken in the argument or problem that there is.
Yes, and we could probably go on to number three here, because that's a good segue of saying that we can't change the circumstances often, so we have to change our attitudes. And I've shared this before where I remember my mother-in-law had said to me, Cindy, God made you an oak, but he's going to turn you into a willow. And I really think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, as many listeners know, we have a son that has special needs. He's 43. Mm-hmm. And that comes with a lot of different changes and circumstances that we can't change. There's nothing we can do. And so what do we have to change then? We have to change our attitude. And Joe always likes to tell the story. Do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and start? I can be happy to finish it.
Okay. So, you know, Joey one time had many, many seizures. Joe thinks that we remember counting about 37 grand mal seizures in a day. And it was a long, long day. And I remember just getting really tired, frustrated, and just saying, like, you know, I am just so done. I want to quit. I'm just done. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, Joe's very calm, and he said, just looked at me, and he said, Cindy, let's just give it until tomorrow. And the calm voice, the reassurance, and it was true. You know, a lot of times if we just kind of like taking the boiling water off the heat on the stove, if you just take it off, it stops boiling. And so that's what he did. He just kind of took it off the heat for a minute and just said, give it till tomorrow. And that was so helpful.
Yeah. I mean, the point here is that, you know, there are times that we just cannot change our circumstances, and we just need to change our attitudes. And having a positive attitude always wins in the end. And that's, I'm so thankful that I was able to have the right attitude at the right time on that particular day. But it was a really rough day. And certainly anybody could justify what Cindy was saying there. And so we were able to get through that. And, you know, the new day comes and things look a little bit brighter the next day. And Joey got better, and so did the circumstances get better for us as well. But nevertheless, it's one of those things that we all kind of go through. We all have our different situations, and, you know, the important thing is just to stay together and keep working through it.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't understand it all. This would be the next point. Sometimes we don't get it. You know, maybe it's not for us to get. Maybe we're going to learn something from it. But, you know, ask not the question, why did this happen to me or to us, but ask the question, what can we learn from this experience? And it's going to be day by day.
Right. I think there's really some great healing power in simply just, you know, going through this the same thing together. And I think it's just really a good sign of maturity to go through difficult times. And then at the end of it all, basically ask the question, what can we learn from this experience? And, you know, sometimes when you're in the midst of the craziness, you're not going to be able to even think that way. But at the end of the day, or the next day, we should be able to take a deep breath and ask the question, I don't want to go through that again, but what did we learn as a result of this time?
And sometimes it may take a couple months of going through journey or something, and you're able to look back and say, what can we learn? What did we learn? Or how have I changed?
Sure. And even, you know, we have the privilege of being able to write a book for Moody on special needs. Mm. And you know what? It's every day. It's every day. And it's every day that you have to have a different and new attitude, and it better be a good one, because a bad one is not going to get you anywhere further. So this is just one instance. Everybody that's listening can just pick their own instance. You know, maybe it's you have a bunch of little kids running around right now and the day is busy, the day is long, or maybe it's the job, or, you know, something in your life is a challenge. We all have challenges, and we bring that home to our marriage often too, because it's things we want to talk about. But I think that God wants us to, which would be the next point, trust God with the pain in it and not to run from it. I think there's so much to learn, and I often think that he teaches us the most in the hardest, and if we're not paying attention, we're going to miss it.
Yeah, I think, you know, turning to God, trusting Him with our pain is always a much better way to go instead of running away from God. Because it's easy to point fingers, and that even means pointing fingers at God sometimes and saying, why? Why did you do this to me? Why is this happening? And again, it's a matter of perspective on everything, of course, but I think it's time for, when that happens, we need to be able to step back and just reassess things and just ask God to take control of our lives.
Yeah, often we ask God to give me patience or give me whatever, and when you pray for that, He's going to give you opportunities to exercise that.
That's
a painful situation, but you prayed for patience. You prayed for resilience, and He's going to give you an opportunity to try it out.
Right. Exactly. And you know, those are the learning things in our life, and it's sort of like stepping stones, one step at a time. And as we learn one thing, I always like to think of it as we get our timing down. You know, so we learn this lesson, and then we get our timing down to maybe not get so mad or not get so upset or disappointed or fill in the blank of whatever feeling you're having. And so we have to trust God through it, and that we're, you know, learning what He would have us to learn. And that's, you know, we're not going to be perfect until we're with Him. And so He's working on that in us all the time.
And there's going to be times where you do get mad, even at your spouse during these times. And so number six is listening to each other, even when you are mad. What's more about that?
Well, and that's a hard one, isn't it? Because we are so often saying that we're the one who is right, you know, and instead of, you know, doing, you know, pointing a finger, blaming, saying I'm right, we need to just take a minute and listen. And I like to think of it as really just learning to yield, you know, to each other. That's not the same as giving up and quitting. Mm-hmm. Yielding is taking a moment to take the whole situation in, listen to his side, her side. And if you have other situations, if it's not just between the two of you, maybe there's somebody else that you need to listen to, whether it's a counselor or maybe something's going on in your family. So it's not just the two of you but it's still affecting your marriage. Well, include the listening to the other people, because in listening to understand, you're going to learn a lot more.
Yeah, instead of just listening to make your next argument point.
Yes. And you know, what's the, you know, loading up to say what you're going to say next, and not waiting for the other person.
Start making. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say that really brings us to our end game here, our last point, that we just need each other, and together we just will have a better chance of surviving the situation. Mm-hmm. And I think if I was going to make an application point for our time today, it would be to just ask the question, what changes do we need to do? Do we feel are needed in our marriage to make it better, to make it more resilient? And there will be times that will be challenged, obviously. And we want to make sure that whatever the circumstances, whatever the problems, that they don't break us. They can bend us, but don't break us.
Right.
And, I mean, there was a Brown, you know this, you recall the old Brian Sipe days when we had a great defense, and the defense that was called the bend, don't break defense. Mm-hmm. And you know, it seemed like the opposing team would just run up and down the field on us, but when things got tough, we were able to hold the other team pretty well. And that was because we were able to pull together our resources and our collective strengths and able to stand up to what was happening. And the same thing is in the marriage relationship. There are times when it just seems like it's overwhelming and we're just getting bombarded every which way possible. And the only thing you can do at that point is collectively stop, take a deep breath, ask God to fill you with His Spirit, and then say, all right, let's think through what's happening right now, and let's stay together on this one.
Right, exactly. That's a good example. And we could probably also, you know, we could have said these words at the very beginning. I think we've kind of said them along the way, but resilience is really like bouncing back and rising above, coming through something. And if we consider all of those points when we, you know, hit the hard spots in our marriage, you know, we'll be able to say, you know, I can survive this. And we have to have mutual respect for each other. There's that tenacity and keeping working, not despairing. And I know for many of us, it's not becoming bitter, but, you know, taking a moment to be thankful in the midst of some of the things that are really hard. And as we used to say in family life, you know, if you're not being brought closer together, you're going to be going further apart, and then you'll become isolated. And if you don't start to make some changes, you're going to have some challenges. And so, you know, we have to talk through things, sometimes laugh through them, listen well, release some of our frustrations in our conversations, and pray. You know, we didn't mention that. We should be praying all along the way. And then sometimes we just have to accept the hard parts.
Yeah, this is a lifetime situation, isn't it? I mean, you don't win this one, you don't learn this one, then you got to solve for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Every day you're going to be confronted with something, and difficulty is just the reality of life. And we, you know, when troubles come, it's hard to remember those little marriage enrichment attitude things that we're supposed to have, right? And pop those things up. It's just that's when you have to hold on to each other and just stick together through this difficult time.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that I'm thinking too, when, you know, you've probably known that couple where everything is a big thing, you know, everything is, or the parent, like
it's all a meltdown.
Exactly. Everything's a meltdown. And when that happens, I mean, where are you going to go in your marriage if that's how you respond to every single thing? And so we have to learn how to respond, and all the things that we just shared are ways to remember that. And I'll post some of these on My Marriage Matters this morning. There's 7 points that we put together, and we'll post that later. But I think, you know, if we all take a step back and if we looked at the scene of what's going on, a lot of times Joe and I are like, you know, this would make a great sitcom. If we just stood back for a minute and looked at it, we'd be laughing instead of being frustrated or crying or whatever. And so if we just step back and take a look at it, and I think many of us can bounce back from a lot of different things, even some of the hardest things.
Yeah,
God gives us what we need to be resilient.
Amen.
Yeah, I like looking at it as only one of us can be losing our minds at a time. We got to take turns. Who's going to have a meltdown?
Yeah.
And the other person
exactly.
has to kind of carry the other person through it.
Yes, yeah. And that's exactly a great visual of marriage. And sometimes we hear people, you know, when we're mentoring others, they'll just say things like, you know, we're not compatible. We don't think the same way. And I think that's kind of a good thing, how it should be in marriage, because, you know, we're going to get a different perspective if we're not exactly the same. The problem is we want the perspective to be the same as ours. But if we're wise and we take a step back and we look, there might be some value in both things, not just mine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll find myself spiraling. And my husband just kind of like looks at me. He's like, it's literally fine. You're being a little bit dramatic. It's not the end of the world. And I need that perspective, and I need his calm. I need to take, you know, share his calmness from him. So,
yes. And that's rising above the situation. He can, in that moment, he can rise above that situation. And at that moment, maybe you can't, or,
yeah.
And so you take, it's easy to then just point and blame and say, like, what do you know? But if we step back and look through it, we know we're going to get through it. It's just a matter of time. And really, honestly, I think that husbands and wives have such a benefit because we have two perspectives. But we have to be willing to open our eyes and say, I will listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then not just to listen and, you know, have an argument, but to listen to try to understand and then come to an agreement. A lot of times that could be another topic, not just resilience, but, you know, coming to an agreement about things, because it takes time sometimes to see each other's perspectives. And often the person who's in the middle of it and doing the most, if you will, or caring for somebody at the moment where you're the one doing the work, you know, managing a lot of the head game stuff, when you're that one, you're the one that's going to go off the edge. And so you need that perspective. And it's not easy, but let's take a minute and step back, and then we can bounce back.
If people want to learn more or get this info, if they didn't catch it all, where can they go?
Well, we'd love for them to come to the My Marriage Matters Facebook page where this will be listed a little bit later. And then also they can come to our website, joeferrini.com or cindyferrini.com, and pose a question there if they'd like, and we would get back with them.
Oh, that's wonderful. JoeFerrini.com or CindyFerrini.com. And also you can follow My Marriage Matters on Facebook. Thank you, Joe and Cindy, for helping us with our marriages today for a little tune-up.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.